This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Wednesday to you. It's amazing. It's already hump day. Hope you had a good one. I want to let you know I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need certainty in a home buying process with a loan that fits your life, it can. And I can rock with you for the next 4 hours, because this is when I get going every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to everybody listening across North America on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. Shout outs to everybody listening domestically. Shout outs to everybody listening internationally on the free radio.com app. I appreciate you. We got a lot to talk about. Obviously, the NBA playoffs are still underway. For all of my fight fans, we're going to be chatting it up with Bellator heavyweight champ, light heavyweight champ, Ryan Bader. That's coming up. We got some interesting words going on when it comes down to quarterbacks in the NFL. The NFL actually said that they're exploring a bubble for the postseason. That's something that we'll talk about in addition to the quarterbacks. Russell Wilson, speaking of quarterbacks, he had some interesting comments to say about Antonio Brown and Josh Gordon. And as the NBA playoffs are underway, we also got to start really looking at some of these top-seeded teams, teams with high expectations that are pretty much, I don't want to say falling flat right now, but haven't gotten off to some of the hottest starts. I mean, even right now, Dallas is kind of ahead on the Clippers. In the first half, the Clippers with a slow start. It's in 40s to the 20s right about now. And so we got a lot to discuss. First of all, big shout-outs and thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs for helping to put together everything that you're about to hear for the next 4 hours. And I want to start on that note. And by the way, later on in the show, we've had some crazy things that have been said, I want to say, over the past 24 hours, 48 hours. And it got me thinking. So today is Wednesday, which means it's time for another top six list. And in about 2 hours, I'm going to give you a top six list of people in the sports world who just need to shut up. We got some people saying wild things. Look, I get paid to talk, but at least I try to make sense. I try to leave, personal issues. Not that I have any. There's a couple people that I don't particularly care for. But I leave that alone. I just try to call it like I see it. I'm not on anybody's payroll. I'm not a huge overt fan of any team in particular. I really don't care. I just call it like I see it. So we're going to be talking about people in sports who just need to shut the hell up. It's really that simple. But to go back to the theme as we have started the NBA playoffs, it's great. We've seen 2 full days already. We're seeing the conclusion of our latest game for today right now. You can't wake up, you can't turn on your television set in the afternoon or the morning, depending on where you live, and not see basketball. We're getting 4 hours of basketball every single day to start off the first round of the playoffs. And we know, I mean, on Monday, and even dating back to last week, we spoke about who the favorites are. Vegas laid out their favorites to go out here and win an NBA title. And the teams aren't surprising. You can go ahead and look at the Milwaukee Bucks. Vegas said they had the best odds to go out and win the NBA championship. You have the Los Angeles Lakers, and you have the Clippers. That's who Vegas says has the best odds of winning a title here in 2020 in this bubble in Orlando. But we know it hasn't worked out all that great for either one of those three teams. Granted, the Clippers walked away with a win over the Mavericks, 118-110. They did so without Kristaps Porzingis for about a quarter of the game after he was ejected. Playing game two tonight, right now, this moment. And Dallas is up 44-32 in the second quarter. But some games that we have seen completed, and we won't know what's going to happen until tomorrow. The Bucks, I mean, they lost to the Orlando Magic in their first game. We'll see them in action tomorrow. It's kind of wild to say Nikola Vucevic was probably the best player on the floor. Even when Giannis is out there, Vucevic had 35 points and 13 rebounds. Yes, Vucevic is an all-star that no one ever talks about, no one ever sees, because he plays out there in Mickey Mouse World in Orlando. And I can't remember the last time anybody checked for the Orlando Magic nationally since Dwight Howard left. And that's been quite some time now. They were in the NBA Finals about 10 years ago. So the Orlando Magic, not in the national scene. And myself, like a lot of other folks, I looked at the Orlando Magic as a stepping stone for the Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks aren't necessarily the smoothest organization. I don't think they got all the firepower in the world. They have a rising and ascending MVP in Giannis Antetokounmpo, who can stand to expand his game. And he's surrounded by vets who you know exactly who they are and what they're going to do. Giannis had 31 points, 17 rebounds, and everybody else was kind of, eh. Chris Middleton, an all-star only because he plays with Giannis and on a Bucks team because he's a great shooter. He finished with 14. Bledsoe, 15. Brooke Lopez, I mean, the most excitable he got was when he decided to go out there and kick a chair. He finished the night with 5 points. And so I really think, and I've been saying this for months now, this is the time for the Milwaukee Bucks to strike if they want to go out there and win a title. It's not going to be easy for them. This is the year. Those vets that Giannis are playing with, that he's playing with, they're not going to get better. Giannis may get better, but those guys, his teammates, they are not. And so this is not a cause for concern. I still expect the Milwaukee Bucks to go out there and put a whooping on the Orlando Magic. And as we all say, it's one game. Let's see what happens. But Giannis Antetokounmpo, he basically said that they need to be better going forward.
We just got to play hard, just make them feel uncomfortable. You know, we were doing it at times, but we got to do it for longer stretches of the game.
Yeah, of course you got to do it for longer stretches of the game. They had no damn teeth. Giannis' teammates, they didn't show up. They were not at work. They were the worst version of the Milwaukee Bucks. Can't have that if you're trying to go out there and compete for a title. But as we know, this year in the bubble, things are pretty wide damn open. Okay? And they're not the only team. You could say that the Los Angeles Lakers, because of their game one loss to the Portland Trailblazers 100-93, you could say that the Lakers, that you want to talk about a team that stumbled out the gate. Could it have been any more ugly for the Lakers losing to the Blazers, who we know ain't your ordinary eighth seed? I mean, this is the era of offense, and the Lakers couldn't even muster or go past 100 points. LeBron James finished with 23 points, 17 rebounds, 16 assists, career high for him in the playoffs. Anthony Davis chips in 28 points on 8-for-24 shooting. That's pretty inefficient. Anthony Davis, I think sometimes he forgets he's almost 7 feet tall. Danny Green has 10 points on 2-for-8 shooting from downtown. Kyle Kuzma with 14. Your starter, your other starter at guard, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, almost plays 30 minutes and finishes with 1 point. I could do that by accident. Just leave me under the basket. I think I could get an open layup if nobody's near me on the court. I can do that. So the Lakers, they got a lot to clean up. And this is how LeBron James pretty much felt. It's what he said after the game one loss.
No frustration, you know, because the game is the game. And we came in with a mindset to win. We didn't take care of business. But we got another opportunity on Thursday to even the series. And that's my only mindset.
Well, no frustration. I don't know about that. I would venture to say every single one of them are frustrated. And LeBron James can't tell me that he, you know, he looks at his teammates with full confidence. He has to when he steps out onto the court. But he understands the level of talent that he's playing with. And I'm not going to say that LeBron is pretty much laid out excuses, but he's been honest. He's pretty much said that this is going to be a tough challenge being in the bubble. He's pretty much said he's already, without saying it, he hates it. There's a lot of guys who hate being in this bubble. Listen to what LeBron say real quick about how unique playing in the bubble is.
Continue to say this is different. This is different in an aspect of this. I mean, I'm in a bubble with no fans. But as far as me being locked in on the game plan, that doesn't change. Not one bit.
Yeah, he's going for it. Listen, this man is going for title number 4. He's trying to add to his legacy. Meanwhile, the team that's trying to play spoiler, the team that embarrassed the Los Angeles Lakers the other night, Damian Lillard, he put up 34 points his own damn self. This is what he had to say about their win and what he can expect from the Lakers going forward.
It's only going to get harder from here. They're a great team. They're the number one seed in the West for a reason. So it's going to get harder, but I'm not concerned with our mentality going forward because I know my team. We're smart enough to know. It's like we won the game. That's a good thing. Now we got to prepare for the next one. You know, we're not just overly trying to act like we're not proud of what we did because we are, but we also not, you know, going to rest in it and pat ourselves on the back.
Yeah, that's that. Well, they've been aggressive every single game for the Portland Trailblazers. They've played like it's a playoff game because they've had to play their way into the playoffs. I don't know. I guess it was 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago. Damian Lillard was basically saying, I don't even want to go in the bubble if we don't have a chance to compete because I know what type of team we have, and we know they have a solid starting lineup. And we've seen that now bear fruit, especially getting into the playoffs in the first game against the number one seed, the Lakers. Well, the Lakers, they went 3-5 in a bubble. February and March was a long time ago when they actually looked like they were going to be on a run. They don't have a key player. I really don't want to, and I can't stress enough, you know, what somebody like Avery Bradley means to the squad and means to the team. Certainly adds a veteran ball handler, and someone who goes out there and plays defense. I'm not going to minimize his effect. And, you know, Dion Waiters and J.R. Smith, they are the great unknown. Haven't even gotten really burned in the playoffs yesterday in that game one. So let's see what Frank Vogel does to adjust things offensively. Because if you think about some of these upsets that we've had in only one game, you know, the Clippers right now, they got their hands full with the Dallas Mavericks. I think that they'll pretty much still go out there and take care of them. I don't think anybody has a doubt that the Milwaukee Bucks will show up and beat the Orlando Magic. What are the Magic doing? I mean, they're already home. They're like a bus ride out of the bubble. They can walk out of the bubble and go home. But the Los Angeles Lakers, when you want to talk about a team that's in danger the most, if you want to think about which team is a favorite that may not escape the first round, the Lakers have the best chance of getting dumped out. Now, I was favoring them about a week and a half ago. But as we've gone on, they just look ugly right now. This is what Frank Vogel had to say about that offensive performance.
I liked a lot of the looks that we got. Obviously, we shot a really poor percentage from the three-point line. We got to continue to focus on shot quality, but not just at the three-point line, at the rim as well.
Yeah, at the rim. That's you, Anthony Davis. Take your big behind to the rim. Stop playing like you're Trae Young. Go to the basket. You're almost 7 feet tall. And yeah, we know Danny Green. He out there, he built an entire apartment complex with the bricks he was throwing up. Alex Caruso. I mean, you're not going to count on him in the playoffs. He's going to have his spurts. He might have his moments, but he also fell flat. KCP, I told you, this guy had 1 point in 29 minutes. They cannot continue like this if they expect to win. And so when you think about every team that's favored, when you think about who most people like in the playoffs, when you think about who Vegas says is most likely to win and hoist the Larry O'Brien trophy, the Lakers are in the biggest trouble. Because the Bucks, they're going to get past the Magic. The Clippers, it ain't going to be easy. But the Clippers should succeed over the Dallas Mavericks. But the Los Angeles Lakers and the Portland Trail Blazers, the Lakers have the toughest road to go forward and go ahead. It's real simple. I want to open up the phone lines to you right now, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What NBA team that was favored and highly touted to go out and win an NBA title, which team do you think is in danger the most? Which team do you think really has the potential to be embarrassed? Call me up right now, 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Dame top of the key takes another deep three. It's good from Dame distance. It is Dame time in the fourth quarter, and the Lakers will take a timeout. 92-89, 3:12 to play in the period.
That sound courtesy of the Blazers Radio Network. We know Damian Lillard is on fire. 34 points. Blazers upset the Lakers 193 in game one. Vegas has said the Bucks, the Lakers, and the Clippers are the favorites to win the championship. And we know that they're in a bubble. We know that things are tough. Nothing's easy. But the Lakers look the worst out of the three teams that are favored. And at this point in time, I hope, or I think, I don't think things can get uglier than what they were. I mean, every Laker out there was basically bricking shots. LeBron James, for his great numbers and dragging the Lakers to even being a competitive squad, I mean, he bricked some important shots. But they wouldn't be there if it wasn't for him. So I've opened up the phone lines to you, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. Right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. It's real simple. Out of all of the teams that are favored to go out and win the NBA title in this bubble, which team do you think is in the most trouble? I mean, right now, if you're fan of the NBA or a fan of what's going on right now, the Clippers or the Mavs, Dallas leads 60-54. The Clippers, they have their hands full. The Milwaukee Bucks, they're playing the Orlando Magic. They should still smash them. But the Lakers, if you ask me, I think they are in the most trouble. And it's crazy what 2 weeks can do, because it looks like they have gotten progressively worse. Let's talk to Chris. Chris is calling up from Washington. Chris, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Which team is that's favored do you think is in the most trouble?
Yeah, you know, I hate to disagree with you, but I think it's got to be the Bucks. I mean, not just what they're doing on the court, but their body language seems off. I think Giannis is getting frustrated when things don't go his way. And Coach Budenholzer, sometimes it's like deer in the headlights with that guy.
Okay, Chris, well, I think anybody would be frustrated when you don't win or things don't go your way. I mean, I already told you the most aggression I saw was Brooke Lopez abusing a chair. But do you realistically believe that the Orlando Magic have a better chance of upsetting the Milwaukee Bucks than the Lakers do of losing to the Blazers?
Well, I do, and, you know, you might laugh.
Oh, I do.
The thing, they're playing in Orlando. Listen, I know that it's not their stadium, but it's like when you're in your hometown and you go to a bar you've never been to before, it's still your hometown. You know what I'm saying? So I think that there's something there. And also, I believe in LeBron.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not saying that LeBron James and the Lakers can't win. They still certainly have been one of the best defensive teams in the league. They can't put a basketball in the ocean right now. That happens to be a problem. But time will tell. Chris, I appreciate you for calling up.
Thanks.
No doubt. Yeah, Chris thinks that the Bucks may actually lose to the Magic. I don't know about that one. That'd be a hell of a sight to see. You want to talk about an upset? Now that would be an upset. The Blazers defeating the Los Angeles Lakers? Okay. A lot of us can go ahead and say, "Oh well, that was a tough one." But if the Magic were to bump out the Bucks, oh man, I'd have material for an entire week. And then everybody who likes to talk about Giannis Antetokounmpo and his future in Milwaukee, man, definitely got something to talk about. He's not going to be singing the praises of sticking around there if they lose. That'd be interesting. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. Out of all the teams favored in the playoffs right now, who's in the most trouble? Let's talk to Jeff. He's calling up from Charlotte. Jeff, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Which team is in trouble?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Jeff, what's up?
I got to agree with you. I think it's the Lakers. You've been calling it all week, and they just, I don't know. You think the greatest player in the NBA can put him on his back and carry him through by himself?
Oh, you're asking me? I mean, we've seen him do it at a younger age. LeBron James can carry a lot of people, but unless we see the Lakers knock down some shots, unless we have an opportunity to see Deion Waiters or J.R. Smith get hot, which they're capable of, it's going to be tough doing. His role play.
Guys got to step up.
Yeah, they do. I mean, the third best player on the team is Kyle Kuzma. And at this point of his career, do we expect Kyle Kuzma to show up every single game? Can we count on Kyle Kuzma to come out and give you a consistent 20 or 20 plus and hit a big shot? And at this stage of his career, the answer is no. It's just flat what it is. Thank you. Go ahead, Jeff.
I was going to say I agree with you. And Dwight Howard, I mean, this is probably his last hurrah. He's got to step it up.
Well, what do you want from Dwight? What do you want from Dwight Howard?
I don't know. I want more of what he's doing now. Don't you think he should be putting out more than he is?
Well, everybody needs to put out more, but the Lakers aren't necessarily looking at Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee to come out and save them. And thank you, Jeff, for calling up from Charlotte. What those two dudes need to do: stay out of foul trouble, block some damn shots, be a rim protector, pull down some rebounds. Rotate on defense. Don't let a man get by you. And that's it. I mean, we're not looking at, you know, 2009, 2010, Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard is not going to be a deciding factor for the Los Angeles Lakers here in 2020. Let him come up with a big moment in crunch time. Let him come up with a big block. Let him come up with a big rebound. But when it comes down to the Lakers, their shooters have to knock down shots. If they're going to have success, we've known this all season long. LeBron James can go ahead and drag the Lakers to the promised land, but he needs help to get there. And Anthony Davis can't be a Houdini. He can't be a disappearing act. We can't see this dude go out there and get you 34 points and then come through at 18 the next. We can't see him even in the first game. 28 points on 8 of 24 shooting, that's not going to get the job done. You're 7 feet tall, damn near. Like, why we see you throwing up jump shots? It's embarrassing. I really don't know who I'm rooting for in this bubble. There's so much that I want to see. I want to see the Blazers have success. I want to see Damian Lillard get his due. And he certainly picked it up, and I think right now he's getting a lot of those roses. But I think he can go farther. I want to see how far Damian Lillard can push and take his team. At the same time, I want to see LeBron James further his legacy. I would love to see LeBron James go out there and get his fourth ring. I want to see how far Giannis Antetokounmpo can push the Bucks. Because I think it has long-term implications on just what the future of the NBA looks like. And I'm talking about from a roster perspective. Does he stay or does he go? The Bucks need to max out now or they're cooked for the next few years. That's my opinion. The Toronto Raptors, I'd love to see if the Raptors can push by everybody and go to the finals. This NBA playoffs is exciting. There are so many variables just playing in the bubble. The fact that there is no travel. It's extremely difficult to look at one team and say, this is the favorite. And that's what makes this year, that's what makes this year's playoffs exciting. Is this the route that we would have wanted to take to get here, a stoppage and play? Hell no. I mean, we're going towards the end of August, and we should have crowned a champion, theoretically, exactly 2 months ago. But here we are, 2 days into the start of the playoffs, and because we did have a suspension this year, the remainder, the next 2 months as we go into October and hopefully crown a champion? Oh, yeah, if you think things have been interesting in the first couple of days, just know that they're going to continue to be interesting for the next 2 months. We're going to have a lot to talk about. We're going to have a lot to discuss. But when we come back, I want to stick to basketball for a moment, but I want to talk to you about the NCAA. Coach K decided to put in his 2 cents on their upcoming season and how important college basketball is to the NCAA. And there's some interesting parallels to what's been going on in the world of football. And Coach K, I think he even threw a little bit of a shot across the board at quite a few people. We're going to talk about it when we come back. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Hump Day. We started off the show talking about NBA teams that might be in trouble here in the first round, especially the ones that are favored. Talking about the Lakers, talking about the Bucks, the Clippers. I think the Lakers might be in the biggest trouble. Blazers, pretty damn hot right now. Venture to say, definitely better than the Magic. Probably better than the Mavs. Mavs are giving the Clippers some trouble here, 61-56. In game two, they're sitting at a halftime right now. We'll talk about that later on in the show. But I told you I want to talk to you about college hoops right now as Coach K has basically shared his thoughts on the NCAA tournament. So I'm going to share that with you in a second. I do want to remind you that this weekend on CBS, the FedEx Cup playoffs are here in the battle for the PGA Tour's tournament. Or the PGA Tour's ultimate prize begins. Thomas, Koepka, DeChambeau are just a handful of golf's biggest names who will be on the course at TPC Boston for the Northern Trust. Live coverage begins Saturday at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific on CBS. It's pretty damn good to have some options here in the world of sports. We got plenty to watch and plenty to talk about. But when it comes down to Coach K, we know he's one of the most influential voices, not just in college basketball, not the college ranks, but basketball, period. We know about his success at Duke. We know about his success with Team USA Basketball, which he's now finished his run. Greg Popovich is now the man in charge there. And Coach K carries sway. He has some sway. When he speaks, people stop, people listen. Folks, pay attention. And Coach K, we know the trouble that the NFL, or not the NFL, but college football has had. It's been an absolute disaster over the past several months. There's been no guidance from the top of the NCAA. They've basically put the decision-making in the hands of the commissioners. They've been hands-off. They've been laissez-faire. They say, you make the decision. And why are they doing that? So they don't have to accept responsibility. Well, Coach K we know that this year, unfortunately, and the Final Four was going to take place in my home of Atlanta. I was really looking forward to it. That was a swift decision. And that not only cost the local economy, and this is something that a lot of markets and a lot of companies and businesses have already felt and will continue to feel over the next several months if we don't pick up sports. Unfortunately, we have conferences. Now, the Big Ten says, look, we ain't reversing our decision. And there's a lot of people that are going to suffer because of that. Well, Coach K, he was on ESPN Radio, and he spoke on the importance of holding you can't even necessarily call it March Madness, because we don't know if it's going to take place in March. But calling, let's call it the College Hoops Tournament, he spoke about the importance of having these games. Listen to what Coach K had to say on ESPN Radio.
We're the thing that the NCAA is most concerned about, because men's college basketball in the tournament pays for something like 98% of the, it produces 98% or more of the money for the NCAA, not college football or any other sport. So, we need to have the tournament. We can't have it where 2 years in a row you do not have the NCAA tournament. And guys, I think that's where you should start, is make sure we have the tournament. Doesn't make any difference when it is, because we don't even know when the NBA season is going to be next year. And we should look at them to see how they navigate the waters, you know, going forward. They've navigated it really well with the bubble, and they do have, they don't have the NBA. They have Adam Silver. And that's what I'm saying is what we really need in college basketball.
Ooh, shots fired. Giving Adam Silver a compliment, really highlighting the fact that he's a leader. He's someone that people can pay attention to, someone that works with everyone. Who is that leader in the NCAA? There is none. And I took that as a direct shot to Mark Emmert, president of the NCAA. You know, college basketball has taken a different approach than college football. College basketball has said, okay, we know the season is supposed to start tentatively on November 10th. We're going to make that decision in a month. We never heard not one thing from the NCAA when it relates to college football. There was never any guidance. There was never any two-month plan. There wasn't an A, B, C, or D. It was you, each conference, do what you want to do. And Coach K is correct. When you want to think about the money that's generated, I don't think it's close to 98%, but the cancellation of the 2020 tournament this year cost the NCAA more than $375 million. If we want to go back and look at 2018 to 2019, that full season, the NCAA made $868 million from March Madness TV and marketing rights alone. That's just on the tournament. That's almost $1 billion. Just on March Madness. Who the hell do you know? Who wants to lose $1? Who wants to lose $100? $1,000? $100,000? Who the hell wants to lose a couple billion dollars? And it's true. You know, these games can be a boon for smaller universities, smaller schools. This is some of the largest exposure that they'll get throughout the course of a year or a season. So you want to talk about money lost and money driven? The NCAA really has to take place. It would be amazing for us to have a tournament. I think that the odds are good if we can get through the next several months. I think a month is a good time to at least lay out a decision, put out a plan A, B, C, or D. But at the same time, I love what Coach K had to say at the end. You know, we need someone, and we don't have someone like Adam Silver. I want to ask producer Stu real quick, what were your thoughts on that last part of Coach K's statement? It just sounded like he was saying, hey, we need better leadership. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think that was definitely a dig at Mark Emmert and really all of the NCAA leadership, because you're right. I mean, he's right. We don't really have that one figurehead that puts his foot down, that has really forward thinking. Like, when I think of Adam Silver, I think of someone who is forward thinking. Again, you just look at the NBA bubble. Like, that's just a great example of him thinking of this, him using his brain trust and the people around him to create this. And look at all the success that the NBA has had with this. And for college, I mean, it's been a complete disaster, really. I mean, with the college football, and we're getting into college basketball now, it's kind of the same thing, it looks like.
It is. And I have no idea how and when this would take place. I was talking to a very good friend of mine today who's involved in the NBA. The NBA has no idea what Coach K just said it. They have no idea what happens next season. We don't know how things are going to get laid out. The NBA right now, for folks like Ant-Man, these folks are going to be participating in like virtual runs, virtual showcases and highlights before the draft. We don't know what the end of this season looks like. We don't know when next season will start. There's a lot. Chuck is calling up from Baltimore. Chuck, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind, Chuck?
Thanks for having me. I would suggest Jim Nance as the first commissioner, or let's put it this way, the professional commissioner of the NCAA basketball, men's basketball, because he knows a whole lot, more than anybody knows behind the scenes. The guy played. He was a better-than-average player. He's in touch. He does these things, whatever. And the fact of the matter is this, I'm going to leave it short. These players must be paid. How they're paid, what they're paid, whatever. Okay, that is up to whatever. The bottom line is they're going to get paid. Nance is the best because he's the best guy to guide them through this. The old school, look, I'm older. I'm over 60. I remember it. I'm a turf fan from 1972. Okay. This is the way of the future, and Jim Nance is the best guy. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chuck, for calling up from Baltimore. Look, I don't know about Jim Nance. Why not? Let's just throw out Greg Anthony while we're at it. What about my main man, Clark Kellogg? I mean, Clark Kellogg actually played. Let's talk about Clark Kellogg. And I don't think we need some a broadcaster. If I want to listen to somebody narrate the game or paint the picture, yeah, Jim Nance. And that's an arbitrary name. But if I do agree with anything that you just said, which was very interesting and a lot, I would say what producer Stu just said is that the NCAA lacks leadership. You're not just going to dial that up from somebody that we listen to call the game, who narrates and tells the story of the Final Four and of the national championship on that Monday night. So the NCAA, they have a lot to figure out over the next month, over the next several months, how the season goes. Who knows? We may not even have a full 64. We don't know where the world is going to be in March, let alone the next month. Let's really think about what the next 2 months are going to be here in the United States of America. The next 3 months. We're all living in the great unknown. But at least the NCAA has laid out a plan. I would hope with all of the leagues that have been active, we see the Champions League, they're now down to their championship game this upcoming Sunday. We see the NBA, the success that they've had in the bubble. The NHL has had success in their two sites. Major League Baseball seemingly has taken some of their punches and hits. They're still rolling right now as they don't look at the watch and hope that another outbreak doesn't come at any moment in time. In the NFL, they've had the ability to watch. Well, you want to talk about March Madness. yes, they obviously have to almost coordinate with the NBA and look at their schedule. When does the season start? When is the draft for next year? What does next season look like? There's so many questions there. But being the fact that March Madness or whatever it might be called next year is so far away, I'd be surprised if we didn't have a college hoops tournament. A matter of fact, I expect some type of college hoops tournament. The only thing that stops that from happening is if, for whatever reason, college basketball has to, you know, bite the dust for some type of reason over the next several months. And even then, I think the NCAA will find some type of way to produce that tournament. Because I told you, when it comes to the advertising money that's generated, we're talking close to $1 billion. And everybody's had to bite the bullet here in 2020. The NCAA, like Coach K said, they're not trying to wipe out two tournaments. Not gonna happen. Doesn't matter if they have to cut it down to 32. They're going to try to play some basketball. And they might as well take cues from everybody that's been playing right now and over the past several months. You better look at the UFC. You better look at the NBA. The NFL is next. Let's see what they can do. This hasn't been easy for these leagues to do, but getting down in a bubble will be the best thing. And how you even stage a bubble with 32 teams, 64 teams, it ain't going to be easy. But college basketball, the NCAA, they can't afford not to have it. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of the NFL and training camp, we're going to talk about it when we come back. Don't you move.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.